I want to follow just on your thoughts here. And then I want to ask some help. Not from John or Emil or Tony. But I want to ask some young brothers to help us with this thought. The strongest man in the world, and a woman now comes to take him down through his affections. What do you think it means? Entice him. What's it mean? Somebody help me. What do you take as a young man from the word entice? Lure. What is the thought that comes to your mind? Go ahead.
Lure. To lure someone.
Okay. Somebody else. Alex?
To pull.
To pull. Okay.
That's the best I can think of.
To somebody else. Give us some help.
This would be the creation of want.
The creation of want. Okay.
To attract.
Huh?
To attract.
To attract. I think deception is involved in it. Tempting. You see, this is the words of these people. This is how to bring some down. Entice him. Entice him. And then we see, I like what you've said, the man that could walk away with the bar and all, this woman, she gets to him. She weeps. She cries before him for the 7 days. Emil made reference to it a while ago. You know what? We are no match for this enemy. We are no match. We will lose every time. And here we see him. Day and night, she wept before him. Thou lovest me not, but dost hate me. And the strongest man in the world, it says, she wept before him the 7 days while the feast lasted. And it came to pass on the seventh day that he told her, because she lay sore upon him. And then, of course, she kept the riddle to herself, right? Oh, no. Now, she had allegiance to another company. She was part of another world. And this is what the Lord would ever draw the line between. And that is us as sons of the living God, the children of God, in this world. We're in the same world. We're in the world. But we're not of the world. Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. That isn't just a suggestion, is it? That's what the Lord expects. And here was a man of God who fell prey to the enemy because he treated it as an option.
Brother Chuck, that verse you just referred to has been really on my heart the whole Bible study. I don't know. It's in 2 Corinthians 6. And verse 17, and really the portion of it that really comes out to me is, it says, wherefore come out from the midst of them and be separated, saith the Lord, and touch not what is unclean. That's really what's been on my heart, is it doesn't take hold or, you know, grasp. It's just touch. It's such a simple thing. You know, you don't have to delve into sin, to live a life of sin. That's not what it's warning us.
Yeah.
Don't even touch it. You know? So, and what's our reward? And I will receive you, and I will be to you for a father, and you shall be to me for sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty.
Samson's weakness was his own strength.
You gotta expound that, Matt.
That's the Christian's weakness. To depend upon yourself. Without me, you can do nothing. The Lord. Separation unto the Lord. As John has bringing us back to again and again. It's the Lord. It's Christ. Christ is everything. And without Christ, you have nothing. You have no strength. You're left with yourself.
Can do nothing through our power or anything, but all things are possible when we have Christ who strengthens us.
Samson puts forth, he shows his power and then he shows his wisdom by putting forth a riddle. But we got something different than our own power and our own wisdom. We have Christ, the power of God, Christ, the wisdom of God.
I love to think. It's not our subject. But I love, when I think of what you're saying, to see that stripling, to see that man who knew nothing about war, who is just a shepherd boy, and he says, "Don't worry, Saul, I'll face this giant." And he's running towards him with the sling, and the man is saying to him, "I'm going to feed you to the birds." The imagination is a wonderful thing. We can look in our mind's eye and read that, and we can just see that scene happening. This is the strength of God in His servant, isn't it? Mm-hmm. What we see here, it is really nice. Someone has said, God did not allow this marriage to take place. It says here, if ye had not plowed with my heifer, ye had not found out my riddle. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. And he went down to Ascalon and slew 30 men of them. What was God going to do in spite of Samson? He was going to deliver them from the Philistines. And he has his own way. Here, the Spirit of God is the one that gives this. This was not Samson's strength, but this was God's strength manifested. And he took their spoil and he gave a change of raiments unto them, which expounded the riddle, and his anger was kindled, and he went to his father's house. And what about, she pleases me well? What about this verse? Dear young people, Samson's wife was given to his companion, whom he had used as his friend. Oh my, think of that. Whom he had used as his friend. This is the character of the one that we are called upon to face on a day-by-day basis. And yet we're given the means, aren't we? The Spirit of God and the Word of God. He's not given us something to do that He will not enable us to do. But, you know, it's quite interesting to see how this man of God, now he's going to be used of the Lord. He's going to serve the Lord for 20 years and be a judge in Israel. But God stops his plan entirely.